Well, Saudi Arabia's deadly bombardment of Yemen continues amid growing concerns of the worsening humanitarian situation in the Arab nation. In the latest attacks, three civilians, including two children, lost their lives after warplanes targeted a house in the northern Sadr province. Fighter jets also pounded Taiz province, killing two other people. Earlier, Saudi warplanes bombed a wedding ceremony in Dhamar province, which left 23 dead and dozens more injured. Nearly 6,500 Yemenis have been killed since the beginning of the Saudi onslaught in late March. The Yemen's Ansar Allah fighters and allied army units have inflicted heavy losses on Saudi-led forces during clashes in the country's central parts. Yemeni sources say at least 160 Saudi-led forces have been killed and nearly 400 others injured in 2 days of fighting in Marib province. The sources added Saudi warplanes carried out heavy attacks on the region using phosphorus bombs to compensate for the losses. Meanwhile, Yemeni fighters launched retaliatory attacks against Saudi border regions. In an operation in southern Jizan province, Yemeni fighters destroyed a Saudi military vehicle, killing all those on board. On Wednesday, Yemeni fighters fired a missile at a Saudi warship in Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which connects the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden. The warship was reportedly destroyed in the attack. Well, let's get updates on this situation. We're going to go to Sana'a, the Yemeni capital, where our correspondent Mohammed Al-Attab joins us. Mohammed, describe for us the situation in Yemen and how do the Yemeni people feel about the death toll inflicted on the Saudi-led forces?
Yes, before the Saudi Arabia's escalating airstrikes, which are mainly targeting residential areas in a compensation for the losses that they have been inflicted by the army and the popular committees in Marib and different parts of the country, Yemenis are looking at these the resistance of the Yemeni army along with the Ansar Allah fighters as the last option in order to put an end to the the 7 months long war which has been waged by the Saudi Arabia since last early March. These kinds of operations, which have inflicted also in the many casualties on the Saudi Arabia's forces, also on the mercenaries who are supporting and backing the Saudi Arabia's invasion of Yemen, came after the Saudi Arabia's waged intensive fire using even internationally banned weapons in the areas of Sirwah and Al Jufayna and different and also the, in the military barracks of Al Kawfal. In order to enable its mercenaries and also forces on the ground to take more and ground on the to take more military positions there, but the tactical retreats by the Ansar Allah, also the army, have also enabled them to take more strong positions and also to wage another attacks against those mercenaries. That was one of the ambushes which has been prepared by the army for over 2 weeks in order to inflict heavy casualties on the on the invaders. So far, the other victory which has been waged by the army and the Ansar Allah in Bab el-Mandeb, where they have destroyed a warship, which an invading warship near the Bab el-Mandeb, which is one of the international most important sea straits. The Saudi Arabia is attempting to, after it has failed in order to move on toward the capital Sana'a through the gate of Marib, it has attempted once again to wage another attack through the gate of Bab el-Mandeb. But so far, both military operations waged by the Saudi Arabia has been foiled, as the Saudi Arabia in retaliation to these
political factions. We're seeing the Yemeni army joining with the people and all these political factions coming together to push the Saudis back from their country. Why is Saudi Arabia not getting the message and not leaving Yemen to the people of Yemen?
This is the question many Yemenis are wondering and asking themselves, because they say every time the Saudi Arabia bombard a residential area, they say we haven't done anything wrong to the Saudi Arabia. The Saudi Arabia has waged this war under the pretext that to reinstate the resigned and also the fugitive president, former president Abdul Rabbu Mansour Hadi. So far, this kind of war has inflicted heavy casualties among the Yemeni people. It has destroyed the country's infrastructure. So far, these kinds of attempts, even the Yemeni army, Ansar Allah fighters and also the Ansar Allah group and the other political factions have handed over a letter of accepting the United Nations' recent initiative of the 7 points. They have agreed and also that they are, and also reiterated that they accept any United Nations diplomatic efforts. But so far, this kind of extended hand for the peace and also for the United Nations to resolve and end this kind of war has been met with growing escalatory operations.
Do you think there is a possibility of a ceasefire anytime soon?
Many people are hoping that the latest United Nations 7 points peace plan will reach an end to this war. But so far, this latest initiative has been met with growing Saudi Arabia's escalatory air strikes, as the latest one was the bombardment and the wedding ceremony, where at least 23 people were killed and dozens others injured. So the escalatory operations waged by the Saudi Arabia reveal that the Saudi Arabia doesn't only fight it doesn't only fight the Ansar Allah or the army. They are fighting the Yemeni nation in general. They are also posing a tight siege on the Yemeni people, where many of the basic commodities are not allowed to take entry to the country. So far, the Yemeni people are suffering more from the tight siege, rather than the direct air strikes.
Unfortunately, we are running out of time. Mohammed Al-Etal, Press TV's correspondent in the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Thank you very much for the update there on the grim situation in Yemen.